Jesus has a table spread.
Hello, friends. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I welcome you to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. I trust our broadcast will be a real blessing. And now let's come and dine around the Word of God together.
Hope is sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calls. Come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
And I welcome you to the Gospel Pulpit for this Wednesday, March the 11th. It is a great joy to be with you on radio. I praise the Lord for what God is doing in these days. You know, these are sometimes dark days, but yet they're delightful days when you think about what the Lord is doing. God's still working. We've got some good men that are still preaching the Word of God. I encourage you to be faithful to a Bible-preaching church, and I mean that everybody ought to be a member of a Bible-preaching church where you can tithe and where you can work out of and really where you can help it and maybe teach a class or run a bus or go out and visit somebody and get them in church. Amen. Tonight is church night in most areas. I hope you'll be faithful to your house of God. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father, will you bless every preacher, pastor, missionary, God, help them, Lord, as they go and labor, Lord, and speak tonight and preach. And I pray help them in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, now, we have one station that airs us after church on Wednesday nights. I think we're on at 9 o'clock. Over in Duck Creek Baptist Church there in Sneedville, Tennessee. And we certainly appreciate Brother Bunch, Brother Kester Bunch, for allowing us to be on that station. And all of our other stations, I think, are before church. But let me say this to you about that. Well, we have some hours 10, 11 o'clock at night. So anyway, but I hope you are faithful to your church. I love my church, don't you? And I love church time. Well, let me quickly say that our project, Reaching America with the Gospel, is going well. If you want to be a part of it, it's $10 a month for the next 1 year. That's March through February, if you want to start right now. And if you want to help support us, $10 a month, that'll help us. And we want to go on some other radio stations. We'll take on some more stations for the glory of God. We're in some good areas, but we want to go farther with it, okay? So you can make your check to GBI and mail it to GBI, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017, or you can call us 336-356-1560 or 336-372-5700, or you can go on our website and give online. I'm not in it for your money. I'm in it to see what God will do. And I prayed about this thing a year and a half before we ever mentioned it to the radio audience. So I'm mentioning it these days and hoping God will stir some people's heart. Maybe people can give more than that. Some people give $100 a month. And you give what God would have you. We don't want your light bill and your phone bill and your grocery bill. We just want you to give what God will be pleased with you giving. All right, now we go back to our message today, Conquering Canaan. God gave me the ministry. I'm still somewhat lazy. But let me tell you, well, the radio ministry is doing good, but how much better could it have done had I not been lazy? Then let me say this. By the way, Joshua, going to Canaan. Let's just keep it right here, conquering Canaan. There's going to be some work to be done. Now remember, he meets in verses 10 and 11, he meets with the tribe of Reuben, the tribe of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh. I read it just last night. And he tells them, hey now, Moses commanded y'all, you know, you're at rest in your land. And Moses commanded y'all to go with us and to fight. Now some of those guys are risking the chance of never coming back home. They had their wives and all that over there across the Jordan. And those men did that, and God honored it. But I tell you what, I think they'd have been better off if they'd have went with the Israelites into their land. Do you know they were the first ones to fall away from God? But anyway, God, there was work to be done. These men were going to be away from their homes at least 5 years and maybe more. They're going to be away from their homes. They're going to be away from, now, I guess they did it in rotations. I don't know how they did it, but they're going to be gone. And maybe they didn't. Maybe they all went in at one time. But let me tell you, if you do anything for God, there's work in it. Somebody said, well, I just want to sit by and have it at ease. And, well, my friend, let me say this. You can do that. But there is a judgment coming. Amen. I'm not going to argue with you about that. I'm going to work till Jesus comes. I want to see what God will do in this hour. I believe God will do, and I want to go forward. The way you go forward is to work. You know, some folk believe that they can take a shortcut in life. I've seen preachers, I've seen young men do it, and they say, well, if I can just get somebody to promote me, if I can just get in with this clique of preachers, and I can rise to the top, and I'll have meetings. Let me tell you something, what good is a meeting if you got to pat somebody on the back for it? What good's a meeting if you got to just preach what people want to hear so that you can get to come to their church, my friend? If I've got to preach what you want me to preach in order for me to get you in your church, oh, that ain't worth a hill of beans and a bar of soap, amen. I want to preach the Word of God. Now listen, I'm not to come to any church, not whatsoever, and hurt that church. I'm not to come to any church and find out what the pastor's doing or the deacons are doing and preach on it. I'm not to do that. God help any man do that. I'm to strengthen the church. I'm to help the church. But I'm not going to play around to try to get... I mean, listen, there's work involved in this thing. Amen? There's work in it. And then if you want to go forward, there's availability. There's availability. You got to be available. God, send me where you want me to. Now, listen, I'm in the radio work, and I believe this is where God wants me. But if God said go to Africa, I'd have to load up and go. There's availability even in the radio work to say, hey, God, the gospel pulpit is yours. It's not what I want to preach. Now, Joshua had to be an available vessel to be used of God. You see, God gave Israel three divine things. The land is a divine thing in the sense it's God's land. And the law is a divine law, and the Lord was a divine Lord. But in order to get these promises, Israel had the law. But they had to conquer it. They had to work for the land, and then the Lord would come. And so Israel, this is a special people. I mean, you know, and so they go in there, but they had to be available. They had to be used of God. These men had to willingly be warriors. I mean, you know, they saw some awful sights. They saw some killing. These wasn't little chickens. You know, I hate to say this, but I'm afraid we're living in a day and hour in America. We have, God was dealing with me about this morning as I was meditating on something. We have what's called a sympathetic society. And people can't stomach hardship. They really can't. If America got into a war, why, we would be an easy target for an enemy because we're sympathetic to every cause and everything. And we don't want to stand for anything. Amen. There are Christian people now don't believe in the death penalty. And I don't think you ought to put anybody to death. What does the Bible say about that? Amen. The Bible said, because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. Maybe the hearts of the sons of men. Let me tell you, you know why people are meaner than the devil? There's no consequences to it. Why people that break the law are to be locked up, put in jail, and if need be, if they're convicted of murder and all this, they ought to be put to death. Amen. Every state ought to have a death penalty. Amen. It's in the Bible. You see, it's not in Ricky. It's not just something Ricky made up. No, that's God. But I'm just talking about we need to be available to do God's work. Listen, this is a battlefield, brother, that we're in today. And we're going to, young lady, you don't have to be a preacher. God wants to use you. Maybe you'll teach a class. Maybe you'll raise some godly children. Maybe you'll write some poems. Maybe you'll sing some songs. Maybe you'll play an instrument. Maybe you'll be some preacher's wife and be a help to him. My wife said to me the other day, one of the greatest things she ever said, she said, Ricky, my job's take care of you. And boy, that's a big job, buddy. I'll tell you that. Don't say amen. That's a big job. Amen. Some of you fellas, amen. It's a big job. Your wife take care of you too. Amen. You can say amen. But here's the deal. I want you to listen to me now. I want you to listen to me. Did you know we're to be available? Then let me say this. Let me give you this one. We're to redeem the time. Redeeming the time. If you want to go forward, God's been dealing with me about that. I've sat idly by and twiddled and fiddled and played around and all this and that and other thing. And I tell you right now, I'm not going to fuss at other preachers. You can do what you want to do. But I don't want to play all my life. There's things this old flesh enjoys doing. I'll tell you that right now. But I'm finding out the more time I spend with God, the less time I can do some of these other things. Now, let me give you the last one about going forward. If you do all the others, then the D, you can say destination reached. They went forward till finally one day they reached Canaan. The children of Israel went forward till finally one day they got across the Red Sea. So that, my friend, is the prompting. Then we notice, secondly, the people. In this going. You know, God dealt with Joshua's going, all right? If you want to conquer the Canaan land, you're going to have to go. First, there's the prompting, and now the people. All right, verse number 2 says, thou and all this people. Now, it was a certain people to inherit the land of God's people. It was a certain people. God chose Abraham, the Jew, the descendant of Shem, and God has chosen the Jew. Now, in the day and hour which you and I are living in, you have never seen so much anti-Jew in all your life. As a matter of fact, I had a note from I wouldn't call the name of the radio. Matter of fact, I don't remember the name, but I had a note from a Jew. I had a note from a Jew telling me they heard me on the radio. Now this is from a Jew. And they said, I appreciate your stand for Israel. This person is not a born-again Christian. They're a Jew, and they're into Judaism. I hope they will convert and be saved. But I appreciate their compliments because, listen, yes, God is still for Israel. Now, I want you folk to know that the church is not Israel. I want you to understand that, okay? And some people say, well, now we're in this age and the church is Israel and all that stuff. No, 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 no. God is still going to deal with Israel in the millennium. And you read Ezekiel chapter number 38, I believe it is. When God comes down in Russia and Germany and all those nations, said we're in Persia. That's Iran, Iraq. They're going down there and they're going to say, we're going to get Israel. And God's going to say to them, no, you ain't. This is going to be at the end of the tribulation period. And the church will be gone. I won't be here for this. I'll be in heaven. But God is going to open the heavens in the second coming, what we call the second advent of Christ, the second coming. And brother, we're coming back with him on white horses. And out of his mouth goeth the sharp two-edged sword. That's the word of God. And all those fellows going to have their nuclear weapons and their tanks and their bombs and their guns. And all that's going to be any different. And God's going to defeat them with the Bible. You say, well, preacher, I've never heard anything like that. It's in the book of Revelation. You ought to read it, the book of Ezekiel. God is still going to protect the Jew. The Jew's going to get every inch of that land. And I can tell you right now, amen, they're going to get it. Because God promised it, amen. There's a certain people out there. There were some strangers. There were some people. There was Rahab. She was not a Jew. God made an exception. God made an exception later for Ruth, who was not a Jew. And there were some that were Gentiles, and they were they were welcome to come in and convert to the Jews and believe the God of heaven, they'd be saved. You know, they'd be counted them for righteous. Nowadays, it's Jesus Christ who must believe in him to go to heaven, and God still is going to deal with his people one day. Amen. Now, the prompting and the people. Now, then the promise, verse number 2. The Bible said, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Who's God gave that land to? He's gave it to the children of Israel. God hasn't given that land to anybody else. I just want you to understand that. And by the way, Israel is going to give, is going to get everything God said they would get. I want you to understand that. Amen. God gave that land to Israel. God didn't give it to anybody else. And we got to put our Bible in the proper context. And we must realize that Israel is going to get what God said that they would get. God's still for them. And that promise now is to them. Now, by the way, to us as a Christian, God has promised us spiritual victory in this world. And we can have every inch of victory that God has promised if we just go with the Lord. Amen. Now, number one, we look at that God had to deal with Joshua about his going. God said, arise. Now, we go down to verse number 6 of chapter 1, number 2. Let's look at the second thing. God dealt with him about his strength. Verse number 6, be strong. Verse number 7, only be thou strong. Verse number 9, have not I commanded thee, be strong. Three times he warns Joshua to be strong. Now, Dr. Lee Robertson said, everything rises and falls on leadership. I want to say today that we as preachers ought to be strong. Now, I'm not talking about ugly. I'm not talking about mean. But we ought to be strong in what we believe. We ought to stand on the Bible without wavering. We ought to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, the death, burial, and resurrection to every sinner. Well, friend, we come to the end of our radio broadcast for this Wednesday, March 11. And I certainly hope you've had a great day in the Lord. All right? Hope you'll be faithful to your church, and I hope you'll pray for us. All right? And remember this, my friend, if you want a copy of the message, it's R489-5. We'll be glad to send it to you. We can now email it to you, comments@gbiradio.org. God bless you until tomorrow. Jesus. Well, friends, I want to thank you for listening to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. Address your cards and letters to The Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn. I hope you'll tune in again on the same station at the same time for another Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast when we come and dine around the Word of God together. All the time, he who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine to the hungry.